This is Texas Originals from Humanities Texas for the advancement of heritage, culture, and education.
A mural in the El Paso Federal Courthouse named Pass of the North typifies the work of Texas artist Tom Lee. Larger-than-life figures representing El Paso's many inhabitants, a Mexican vaquero, a conquistador, Apache Indians, and pioneers all range across the courthouse wall. Behind them, stark desert light illuminates a mountain range, while storm clouds threaten in the distance. In Lee's paintings, viewers see the light, space, and stillness of his beloved Franklin Mountains, as well as the energy, motion, and even violence of life. Born in 1907, Lee grew up a part of El Paso's colorful history. His father was the city's mayor, and when Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa placed a bounty on Mayor Lee's head, young Tom traveled to school with a police escort. Lee studied at the Art Institute of Chicago, and during World War II, he traveled with the 1st Marine Division as a reporter for Life magazine. His paintings of Pacific battles brought home the emotional toll of warfare. Lee also illustrated books for friends, including fellow Texan J. Frank Dobie. After the war, Lee began writing books of his own. Two of his novels, The Brave Bulls and The Wonderful Country, became successful Hollywood films. But Lee is most remembered for his paintings inspired by West Texas subjects, the diverse cultures, the austere desert mountains, and what he once described as the wonderful, ever-changing light on the structure of the world. More information about Tom Lee and other Texas Originals is available at texasoriginals.org. This program is produced by KUHF Houston Public Radio and Humanities Texas with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities.